How are you feeling? You've been out for a while, and sorry, I am just. It's you. It's you, and this is amazing. I mean, it's not amazing. I mean, you had an accident, and oh, you had an accident. You had a car accident, and I found you, and I brought you home, and I took care of you. Sorry, I'm a little starstruck because you're here. You are here in my house. My house is amazing. It's just, you're my favorite comic book author, and you're here. And that's not even important. I am so sorry. I'm just a big fan. The biggest fan. Your biggest fan. I mean, you got my letters, right? You know who I am. My letters. I wrote you a lot of letters. I wrote you a letter a day sometimes. Maybe more. Definitely more. I also sent emails. But you must get a lot of mail. I'm Honey, and this is my house, and you are very, very lucky, because we're in the middle of nowhere, literally the middle of nowhere. There is no one else for miles, hundreds of miles. You're very lucky that I found you. What a chance. That happened. Just so unlikely. But I'm glad it did. Because you could have died. You could have died. You crashed through the barrier. You flipped your car. You could be dead. But you're not. Because I found you. Lucky you. You don't have to thank me. I mean, you can. If you wanted. I mean, you don't have to. I'm not asking for thanks. I mean, I would have done it for anyone, but especially for you, because I'm your biggest fan. The Honey Vixen is my favourite supervillain. I mean, she is so amazing. I mean, I actually changed my name to Honey because I'm such a big fan. It's just, you know, Emma's so ordinary, but Honey. Oh. She's my favourite. I mean, she was my favourite. I mean, you have killed her off. But I'm sure she'll come back. Because that's what happens in comic books. When you kill off the main character, they always come back. She is coming back, right? No. I mean, I shouldn't be asking you this now. You've had an accident. Oh, an ambulance. Oh, I called the ambulance's service. And they can't come out right now because it's very bad weather. Oh, it might not seem like it, but it is. This is the eye of the storm. It's been very volatile. I think that's why you crashed. Bad weather. I think that's why you lost control of the vehicle. Oh, you don't remember that? That's probably the crash. Probably shaking you up a little. You know, you've probably forgotten a lot of things. Like how you were going to bring the Honey Vixen back. Because you killed her off. You killed her off. I did not see that coming. I did not see that coming. That was a... But she's coming back. She's not. She's dead. Well, I mean, obviously she's dead, but she's coming back in some elaborate... diabolical plot. She's going to come back. The last issue. I thought it was just a cliffhanger. So you killed her off. Oh, you're writing a new character. What about the Honey Vixen? I really think we should talk about it. Your injuries. Yes, you have injuries, but I think we need to focus on what's important here. The Honey Vixen. You can't just abandon her. You can't just leave her. I mean, she's a Honey Vixen. You can't do that to me. To her. My phone's not working, so I can't bring it to you. All my phones, my landline, all my mobile. Neither are working. It's the weather. It's very volatile, and it knocked out all of the phone lines and the internet. There's no internet. There's just me. And you. So, you have a new comic. Oh, you don't want to talk about it. Well, I don't want to talk about it either, but I mean, you have a new comic, so we need to talk about it. I heard rumours that you had a new comic, that you were sick of the Honey Vixen, that you wanted to write a superhero. But I knew that wasn't true, because why would you pick a superhero when you have a Honey Vixen? When you have me, her. Boring. She's gotten boring. Huh. Boring. I'm boring. And that's why you killed me. Me. Honey, you killed me. Surely you recognise me. I mean, I sent you all those letters, all those emails. I was going to play along for a little bit longer. I was going to ask you what you were doing out here, in the middle of nowhere. I know why you're here. I invited you out here. Well, not here. Obviously. I invited you to the Majestic Hotel for a meeting. To make a cartoon of your new comic. I did try before to bring you here. I thought the idea of a live action Honey Vixen series would do the trick, but no, you weren't interested. Because I'm boring. Of course, that was before I heard about all the rumours. They were everywhere. I mean, ordinarily, I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't be concerned, because the internet is full of rumours. But they weren't rumours, were they? You actually killed me off. Well, that can't happen. You can't do that. I saw this film, Misery. It's based on a book by Stephen King. I've never read one of his books. They're too... I'm not a big reader. I'm more into comic books. But it gave me an idea. You see, the author in that, he did what you did. Killed off a great character. And while there was a big fan, and I mean, it didn't end so well for her, but I figure that's just a movie and this is real life. And she's not the honey vixen, so, you know, I always come out on top. Because I'm devious and dastardly. I am the honey vixen. I am the honey vixen. I am. I am. You know I am. I am honey. Because you wrote me. You wrote me and then you killed me. Now you're leaving me and abandoning me. But you don't get to do that. So I got you out here. And I stood in the middle of the road, right in front of your car. And then you steered to avoid me. I put something down on the road to make it a little bit slippy and you just went right off, right through the barrier. I was a bit worried. Thought you were dead. But I didn't mess up. Because I'm the honey vixen and my plans are perfection. Because I'm evil and very cunning. Until you killed me. But what I figured was that you just need inspiration. But you weren't bored. You weren't bored of the honey vixen. I mean, who would be bored of me? It's impossible. I'm diabolical. And no one gets bored of me. Because I'm exciting. I'm not some sad, lonely girl living in the middle of nowhere. No, I'm a honey vixen and I'm interesting. I'm exciting. I'm diabolical. You're not bored. You're just uninspired. You need inspiration. You need me. You need a muse. So I brought you here so I can inspire you. You want to start a new comic book? You can. A new Honey Vixen comic book. Only she would be different. Still cunning, still diabolical, still exciting. But she would look like me. It would be me. I would come back from the dead. More beautiful, more talented, more diabolical. I would be better than ever. Oh, that's sweet. It's sweet that you think you have a choice, that you can do what you want. You don't get to do what you want. You do what I want you to do because I'm the honey vixen, and if you don't, well, you know what I'm capable of. You know how diabolical I am, how dastardly. You know exactly what I can do. I'm the honey vixen. I am. I'm the honey. No, no, I am the honey vixen. I am the honey vixen. No, no, no. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Stop it. 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 Don't say that. Don't say that. That makes me angry. And the honey vixen doesn't get angry. She doesn't get angry. And all the things that happened never happened because I'm the honey vixen. And I never did any of those things. I didn't do any of them. Because I don't get angry. Because I'm the honey vixen. And I'm diabolical. Not. I didn't do it. I didn't. It wasn't me. I'm the honey fixer and I didn't do any of those things. I'm not dead. Because if I'm dead, then I'm Emma, and Emma does such horrible things. Emma's a bad person. I mean, the honey vixen is bad, but Emma is... Oh, you don't want to be with Emma. Emma. You don't want to be with Emma. But I'm not Emma. I'm not her. I didn't do those things. I'm the honey vixen. And I'm your muse. And you're going to write a new comic book. And I'm going to come back from the dead. And I'm the honey vixen. There are no phones. There are no phones. There's no internet. There's nothing. It's just me. And that's all you need. You just need me. You're tired. You're tired. You should sleep. And by sleep, I mean look for a way out. Because that's what heroes always do. When they're captured by the honey vixen, they try and find a way out. But there is no way out. Because I'm the honey vixen. And there is nowhere for you to go. But I do want you to look. It'll be fun. It'll be inspiring. It'll be a game. But you'll need to be careful. I mean, you've got broken bones. But look. Because that's what the good guys do. They look for a way out. But there isn't one because I'm the honey vixen and... Or you could sleep. I'm going to go and put the finishing touches to my outfit. I spent so long on it. Had to be perfect. I burnt the other one when you killed me. I burnt everything. Oh, Emma did. But I'm not Emma. I'm the honey vixen. I'm the honey vixen. I'm the honey vixen. I am. I am. Aren't I? Aren't I? I am. Yes, 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 yes. I'm the honey vixen. I'm the honey vixen. And I'm your muse. And I'm not dead. Because if I'm dead, then who am I? That's right. I'm the honey vixen. I'm the honey vixen and everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Because I'm the honey vixen. And I always win. I always win.